Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
In this episode, we explore morning routines. Get excited, because this is Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple, research-backed strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and in this episode, we are highlighting a conversation I recently had over on the Green Room app. So if you're not familiar, Green Room is very similar to Clubhouse. It's drop-in audio. I am hosting a mostly weekly roundtable there with anyone who wants to join. So you're more than welcome to drop by and join me. But in a recent conversation, we talked all about morning routines, and it was honestly a lot of fun. We had a ton of people on there who were willing to share what their morning routines look like, how they built it, how they found the right morning routine for them. And it has so much value in there for those of you who are trying to build your own morning routine and who are trying to find something that you can build into your life to help you get the day started right, that I wanted to share with you a portion of the conversation. So I'm going to play a clip of about 8 to 10, 12 minutes of the conversation where you can hear what we were discussing, what other people are doing and finding success with, and how you can sort of build that into your own life. But I want to encourage you to listen to the full roundtable. It's about, I believe, 30 or 45 minutes long. It's a little bit longer, but it is only available to members of this show, paid members. So all you have to do is join TLBC Plus. There's a link in the description of this episode, or you can head over to tlbc.co/join. It's $5 a month. You get access to ad-free episodes, so you never have to hear me talk about an ad again. And you also get access to these exclusive weekly longer interviews or roundtables or just sort of deep dives into topics. So as a member for $5 a month, you get to support the show, which I would super appreciate, but you also get access to these exclusives, and there's really nothing better than that. So head over to tlbc.co/join or click the link in the description of this episode to hear this full conversation on morning routines. And until then, enjoy this clip from the roundtable.
AJ, welcome to the roundtable, my friend. I just invited you up to the stage. Would love to have you join me.
Hi there, Greg. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you, man?
Doing great. Doing great. What got you to jump into the roundtable, if you don't mind me asking?
It's the first time I'm seeing this, so I thought, especially because it was the Wealthful channel, I am exploring more in the Wealthful side of things. So I thought, let me see what I can learn from you, probably.
Nice. That's awesome. Well, what I like to do here, this is a new weekly series I'm starting. So I'm a podcast host, but I like to have these sort of discussions with anyone who wants to jump up on stage and anyone in the audience. And it's always based around one single question. Today's question is, what is your morning routine? And then from there, it's a little bit of a back and forth.
Yeah, I'm up for it. Sorry if there is any kind of disturbance in the background, okay?
No, your audio sounds perfect. So I'm going to pose the question to you. What is your morning routine look like, right?
Awesome. So I usually wake up around 6 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes around 5:45. So I wake up, I get up, and I usually go for a run. So I prepare myself for that. I wash my face. I have my morning routine, starting off with a run. So I run for like an hour or so. So I come back by 7:30, close to 7:30. And that's when I start get ready for work. I start with my morning smoothie. I'll have a few fruits. That's here. So I use, I'm a vegan, so I use all kinds of fruits and seeds for my, morning pump up. So after that, that's how I start my day. I get ready in like, I have to go for work at around 9:00. So I have enough time. I live nearby right now. I'm working from home, so I don't have to worry about travel right now. But yeah, I get ready by 9:00 and that's how I start my day. So in between, before I just go for my run, I have this routine of, drinking water. So it is like I take a liter of water and I sip it through different intervals. It's not like once full gulp. I slowly sip it to, just cool down my gullet, I would say. Yeah.
Could I ask what you do for work?
Yeah, so I'm actually a sales consultant right now. I am in between jobs. So I work as an EdTech sales guy where I have a team of members who act as a platform for students who are looking for jobs. So we provide them courses which give them industry exposure and allow them to apply for jobs. Otherwise, just like their starting step into their careers. Yeah. So usually they are students from colleges, like engineering and arts also.
I love that. So it sounds like you have a very thought out morning routine right now. How did you land on where it currently is?
So my morning routine has gone through multiple cycles. So right now I'm based out of India. So earlier I was working in the Middle East. So over there it was a different thing where I used to go to the gym in the mornings and my work started a little bit earlier than usual. So it was different. So when I moved back to India, it was the pandemic that happened and it was difficult to set a cycle to it because I was a bit lazy, to be honest. But over the past, I think since last October, I've tried to do this because I recently moved to a place where there's a lot of good paths nearby. So it helps me go for running in the morning. So that's how I started running in the morning. And working also helped in a bit because I usually start my work by 9:00 and end by 6:00. So this came to my schedule and afterwards work also, I don't want to exercise. So I try to do all my workouts before I go to work.
So this is something I really love because morning routines, something you pointed out, like it shifts, right? Based on where you're at, either physically or just where you are in your life in general. It's not always going to be the same and we have to be sort of flexible with it. But I think that causes a lot of confusion for some people. They feel like they need to find that perfect morning routine that's going to take them and get them in the right mental state perfectly every single day. And that needs to hold for the entirety of their lives. And I think people also forget that there's this experimentation phase involved with building that morning routine. I'd love to hear what advice you have for someone who maybe doesn't have a solid morning routine right now. They're trying to figure out how to set that up, how they can get on and figure that out for themselves.
Right. So I know there's a lot of people who have different cycles in life. So you have to find it for yourself. For me, it was I wanted to get into this fitness regime. So that became my priority. And it depends. So earlier when I was a student, I used to work out in the evening. And when I started work, it felt much more refreshing to me that I started working out in the morning. And earlier when I was a student, I used to get up a bit earlier, like 4 or 5 in the morning. But now I focus on my sleep also because earlier I didn't used to sleep so long. So I try to get at least 7 or 7.5 to 8 or 8.5 hours of sleep every day. So that has become more important. So that's why I chose a later waking up time and also fixing. Now that there is no rush for me, that I have enough time to do everything. So you slowly figure it out one step at a time. You can't rush into it. Probably there are a lot of people who are better at it than me. That's what I went through. I slowly figured out my individual step and the time I can allocate for workout, for my morning food, breakfast, everything. So it's a slow step, yeah.
Yeah, I love that. How long would you say it took you to get to the point you're at now? And by the way, for anyone listening to this on the podcast, AJ, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's definitely going to be the kind of thing where this isn't perfect yet, right? There's still things that you can learn. There's probably still things you can improve. But I'd love to hear how long it took you to get to this point from, let's say, when you first started considering the role of a morning routine.
To be honest, I would say years. So it's been maybe like 6 to 7 years probably. So it depended on where I was at that time, like you mentioned earlier, where I was, what kind of job or what kind of studies I was doing. So studies was a different part. So I used to stay up late and I did not have any energy to get up early. So that was it. So once I started work and once I could control my own life a little bit better, probably let's say 3 to 4 years time. So that's when I started to shed out a routine. I always knew that I had to get a routine because otherwise I would be losing time over doing things haphazardly. So 3 to 4 years time, I started to work out on a routine. But yes, that did change over the, like I told you, since last October, maybe like 6 to 8 months now. Over 8 months, I've perfected it and I've been doing this routine for like around 6 months completely without any change. So that has helped me, I would say, yeah.
Absolutely love that. Welcome to the conversation, Strange Sober. Would love to have you jump in on this. I'm going to pose the question to you here in a moment. Also, welcome to the room, Christopher, Dr. Cassandra. I'm going to invite both of you up to speak. Feel free to accept if you like. This is an open conversation. AJ, before we jump to Strange here, just take a moment. And if you could just introduce yourself and where anyone who is listening to this on the podcast could find you, say on Twitter, Instagram, or wherever.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Thanks for having me, Dad. So my name is Ajay, actually. I'm from India. I'm based out of India. So I prefer to call myself as somebody who's looking to transform how things are done properly. So I am very passionate about sustainability and veganism. I transitioned about 2 years down ago and it has been a good journey for me. I'm looking more into fitness. So these are things I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about sports also. And you can hit me up. You can just type Ajax Thomas, AJAHTHOMAS on Insta. Always available. It's a sweet smiling dude there. So you can always ping me there. And I'm up for a conversation and I'm loving how things are working out in Green Room right now. Yeah.
Love that. Thank you again, Ajay. Brian, welcome to the chat. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic. So for everyone who has joined recently, this is the weekly roundtable. Every week we try to have a conversation around personal development and what is working for you. I really believe that personal development is a personal process, but individual people can help each other when they're dealing with similar situations. So Brian, I want to pose the question to you. What does your morning routine look like right now?
It's kind of a battle between myself and my cat, to be perfectly honest. There's the morning routine that I have, and there's the morning routine she wants me to have. But typically, it's go make a cup of coffee, get her fed, and then go and check my email and kind of get my life together for the day. But sometimes she will go through and try to make me go let her outside or do some other things that put a kink in all that. But overall, that's the generalized idea, is trying to get my mind straight and get hydrated in a way.
Nice. So what role do you believe that morning routines play in your focus for the rest of the day? Like, do you actually believe that it when you wake up, you get everything right, that you actually notice a difference?
Yeah, it's kind of like meditation. Like, I meditate during the day anyways for like not the whole day, I wish, but like 15 minutes here and there. And it's really good about getting your mind straight, is really what it is. Like, there's a lot of stuff that'll go racing through your head all the time, especially reset in the morning is very critical for me for being able to like find my, I guess, grounding and my starting point to go on.
Yeah, that makes total sense. And I think that's something that if there's any value to just having any morning routine, whether it's the perfect one or not, it is that sort of moment to reset, get yourself in whatever space you need to be in to tackle the day ahead, whether that's a busy work day or whether you're just getting chores done at home, putting yourself in that mental place seems to be the real value, regardless of the individual steps. Would you personally agree with that?
Yeah, definitely. Because if I don't do it, then I mean, I do feel like I'm just kind of like reacting to everything as it comes along for the rest of the day. Like it kind of throws off all my other routines. Like,
yeah, that makes perfect sense. So I want to invite Strange back up, Christopher and Meg. But Brian, real quick, what is if you could take a moment to introduce yourself? The people will be listening to this on the podcast version, so if you want to tell us where we could find you on social as well.
Sure. My name is Brian Penny, and I'm the editor of Clubhouse Conversations, which is a Substack newsletter that kind of covers all of the drop-in audio apps like Green Room and Clubhouse. And you can find me on Clubhouse Convos on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, all over the place.
Beautiful.
All right. So that is all for the clip. That was a great conversation, right? Well, I encourage you to listen to the full thing. It's available right now. It's exclusive. You have to be a member of TLBC Plus. So head over to tlbc.co/join or click the link in the description of this episode. You'll get access to this full conversation, future exclusive conversations, and ad-free episodes for pretty much every episode. So thank you so much for spending the time today, for hanging out with me. I hope you enjoyed this and got something valuable out of it. And until the next one, remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.